Hypocrisy is the tribute imperialism pays to democracy. Historian Charles S. Mayer, Among Empires. Little has been written about the foreign relations of St. Louis, or for that matter, of any other American city. That there has not been a scholarly body of work about American cities and foreign relations is an odd omission, given the importance of urban locales such as Boston, New York, Philadelphia, Baltimore, Charleston, New Orleans, San Francisco, Seattle, and Chicago, in making of the nation's foreign policy. Carl Breidenbaugh's Cities in Revolt, 1955, Gary Nash's The Urban Crucible, The Northern Seaports and the Origins of the American Revolution, 1986, and more recently, Benjamin Karp's Rebels Rising, Cities and the American Revolution, 2007, examine the crucial role of Atlantic port cities in the colonial trade and in the creation of the new nation. Some of the literature focusing on immigration and urban centers also addresses an important issue of American foreign relations. Shifting and relocating the focus of foreign relations history from the traditional confines of nation-state formation and conduct to city and regional behavior permits us to examine more closely the domestic foundations and content of foreign policy and identify and understand more clearly and specifically the intersection of local, political, cultural, and economic interest in foreign affairs. Simultaneously, by reversing the analytical process in this way, we can then also better evaluate the role of the nation-state in influencing or shaping the foreign policy of cities and regions, and further still, the impact of international relations on them. Given this perspective, the dictum, "All history is local history," gains wider currency and legitimacy.